B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Brian's on the phone for War of the Roses. Brian, you sent us a message saying that you think your girlfriend Chloe is cheating on you because you found something in her files. What was it?
I had to upload some stuff from work. I'm a graphic designer on our iCloud to a coworker. So I had like these files. I go into our iCloud and I go to upload like a pretty decent sized file, and the iCloud says it's full. I'm like, okay, there's no way that it's full. Come to find out, I go to see like what's taking all this space, and there are boats and hose folders. There's like five or six of them, and it's like
boats and hose.
It's the dumbest and weirdest and like most sickening thing I've looked at.
And is she in these pictures?
She's in these pictures, so it's weird. Just a little context. So she's like a flight attendant. So she travels a lot, and I know she goes to like Miami a lot. And I'm looking at these pictures, and she's like in a bikini. She's like hanging out with a bunch of guys and women too.
But is she engaging in any cheating activity in these photos?
See, there's a lot of pictures. So granted, I haven't seen every single one. There's like one particular dude that she's like with, in like if she's in a picture with a guy, she's in like 60% of the pictures with this like particular guy. And I don't know if he's like the captain. It feels like it's
so. Is that guy in particular, Brian, that you're suspicious of?
Yes, it's like if I were gonna be in those pictures, that would be me in his place.
Yeah,
in all of these pictures, if that makes sense. I mean, I ask her about her trips all the time. She's a flight attendant. She's always going somewhere. But why would you say something like that? So, I mean,
there clearly is something wrong. We're going to call her. We're going to see if she sends the flowers to you, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chloe, please.
This is Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Actually, now's not really a good time. I'm about to head out to work, and I was on a do not call list, so I don't really know how you got my number.
Actually, I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm calling because you have a dozen free roses to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we picked you. So I just need the name of the romantic person in your life, and we will send these off to him.
All right, let's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's do Brian.
Okay, so you would like to share this package with Brian?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, did you say do the right thing? Were you considering somebody else too? I'm just, we might be able to, you know, maybe do two or something like that.
No, just Brian is okay.
Okay.
Hey, hi. I have to interrupt. I'm sorry. Chloe.
Brian?
Yes, yeah. Chloe, that is Brian. You are on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I don't understand what's going on.
Brian, do you want to explain?
That makes two of us. I mean, would you do the right thing? Are you going on a lot of dates? Hey, you want to do the right thing?
I have not been going on any dates, no. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I literally just heard you say, hey, let me do the right thing, and then reluctantly pick me to go on a free phony date with you. What's the deal?
I wasn't reluctant, Brian. I'm just walking out of the door, okay? You know I'm about to go to work. I don't know why you can't just talk to me about something in person.
Brian found a folder called Boats and Hose. Do you know anything about that, Chloe?
Oh, my Jesus. That was a party from, like, 2 years ago, Brian. I mean, look, I wasn't making much money. I had just started out as a flight attendant. And this party paid you to go. It was nothing serious. I just didn't want you to take it any type of way. It was nothing.
My girlfriend of almost 3 years goes to some weird parties with a bunch of random dudes and then doesn't tell me about it. And then I find out about it on our iCloud like an idiot, and now I'm on the phone like another idiot trying to figure out why you're doing this. I mean, come on.
Chloe, I think
Brian, I promise nothing happened. It was literally just like it was a big party. It was like you know, the hat circus. It was one of those things.
Chloe, was it just one party? Because Brian found multiple folders that said boats and hoes.
No, it was all the same party.
Okay, so there was a boat there. Who was the hoe?
Well, first of all, it's just like the way that they basically named the thing. I can't control that. But there was plenty of hoes, believe me, but I wasn't one of them.
Okay, I'm glad we established that. What about the guy that you're in the photos with time and time again?
Well, that's Mike. He hosts a party, and he's also married.
Okay, so you're also in a relationship that obviously doesn't prevent you from going out and hanging out with, like, strange guys. Just because he's a host doesn't make him a good guy. I feel like I sound crazy, but this is not a crazy situation.
Can I just say something, just outside in on what I'm hearing? Chloe, you sound so annoyed and so disengaged and so disinterested. And Brian, you seem like you're trying to hold on to every little last bit of hope. I mean, earlier, before we called Chloe, you said you were in a great relationship. And everything about this sounds nothing close to being great.
Look, I'm sorry I was dishonest. It was my fault. I was, like, really in a tough spot. Like, that helped us pay for our vacation. It helped us pay for rent. Like, I'm just
going to a party, help pay
you know,
for
and I didn't realize that I was being toxic.
What does she do that gets paid?
Do the hoes get paid?
Did you get paid to be a hoe?
That sounds a lot worse than it actually is, but everyone on the boat gets paid to go on the boat.
It's an entertaining War of the Roses. I just don't know if we found any answers.
Brian, you know I'm leaving right now to a 3A, and I'll call you on the way, and when we get home, we can sit down and talk about it, but... You know I've never cheated on you, I promise that, okay?
Yeah.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.